Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Hello and welcome to New Books in Education. I'm Trevor Matea, one of your hosts on the channel. Today we'll be talking to Stephen Alvarez about his book Community Literacies and Convivianza, Learning from Bilingual After-School Programs. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Trevor.
Steve, I'm wondering if we can start our interview by having you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking me. And again, thank you for having me here. I guess to begin, go way back. I'm from Safford, Arizona. It's a small town, a rural town in southeast Arizona, population around 10,000 folks. So I'm born and raised in Safford, and 18 years old, I went to the University of Arizona, the first generation college student, and it was there at the University of Arizona where I really started asking questions about my ethnic background as Mexican-American. Questions about my family's migration history, and a larger question about why I didn't speak Spanish. And that is something that carried over into my research later when I moved to New York City and eventually did my PhD at the City University of New York and really started learning more about my background by becoming bilingual and learning about some of the educational travails that face Mexican immigrant families. So really, it's my research is really focused on understanding the social experiences of my family, but also families like mine.
And how did you come to write this book, Community Literacies in Confianza?
I think the book really came to me, and I mean that and not in any kind of facetious way, but while I was working on this book, I was working on another book, which was the book what I really was the basis of my dissertation. And I think it was the National Council of Teachers of English reached out to me with the possibility of doing this book. And really, I think it was the attention to bilingual students that NCTE was really focused on. And as fortune would have it, I was living in Kentucky, professor at the University of Kentucky at this time, and I was involved with various after-school programs, bilingual after-school programs. So the program is actually profiled in this book. And with the proposal from NCTE and the work as I was already doing with the community, it just seemed like the timing was right and the place was right. And fortunately, the communities I was a part of were very much supportive that I do this kind of work. So it was just a whole host of factors that came together in a very fortunate series of events.
And I know you largely work with college-age students now in addition to your research, but from reading your biography, I see that you've had some experience working with students as young as kindergarten. And something I always want to ask educators we have on our show is what experiences they had as students or as over the course of their career that have shaped their views on education and schooling. How did they come to education?
Yeah, I reflect on this a lot. And I reflect on this, as I mentioned before, because of my, I guess you would say, my class mobility. I'm the child of immigrants, the first generation to go to college, to become a professor. And my hometown, my hometown is Safford, around half the population is Mexican-American. And yet, in the schools, in any of the classrooms I ever sat in, I never saw a Mexican-American teacher. Certainly folks who were staff and worked in cafeterias and maintenance and the school bus, but never somebody who looked like me or came from where I came from in the front of the classroom. And that's something I think later on I started to realize and ask questions is, at a young age, the question was, are we not smart enough? Are we not smart enough to be teachers? Maybe